Is your business drowning in software costs, tools that don't work together, and privacy risks? Meet Federated Computer, a complete business suite built to simplify your tech stack. Why do forward-thinking companies switch to Federated? No per-user fees, unlimited users. Save up to 75% by replacing tools like Zoom, Slack, Google Workspace, and more. One platform means less context switching and more productivity. 100% private, your data stays yours. Fully customizable with open source flexibility. Whether you are a lean startup or a growing enterprise, Federated adapts to your needs so you save more, work smarter, and protect your business. Ready to simplify your business software and increase profits? Schedule a free demo and see how Federated can transform the way you work. Federated Computer. Streamline, save, and scale.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. George Orwell, 1984. The setting. Mark sits in a cluttered library office, surrounded by books, his voice a mix of exhaustion and defiance. This year is 2025, and the Trump administration has reinstated the 1776 Commission to reshape educational materials in public history. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. I read that in 1984 years ago, and it sounded like a warning from another world. Now it's my world. I'm Mark. I'm a librarian in a small town in Pennsylvania. Someone who loves books, loves truth, loves the messy, uncomplicated stories of our country. But they're coming for those stories, and they're coming for me, all because I wouldn't play along. It started when the school board got new guidelines from the Department of Education in April of 2025. They called it the Patriotic Curriculum Initiative, tied to Trump's revived 1776 Commission. The orders were clear. Remove books that undermine American exceptionalism. That meant anything about slavery's legacy, indigenous displacement, or labor strikes. Gone. Replace them with sanitized versions that glorify the founding fathers, downplay the Civil War's causes, and erase the civil rights struggles. I saw the new textbooks, crisp, glossy, with whole chapters rewritten to say America was always a shining beacon. No flaws, no apologies. I refused to pull the old books. I couldn't. Those stories, Frederick Douglass, Wounded Knee, Stonewall, they're not just pages, they're people's lives. Then the email started. Parents egged on by some MAGA group on X called me a radical for keeping divisive books on the shelves. By May, I was summoned to a board meeting. They had a dossier, my social media post from 2023, where I shared articles criticizing the administration's history rewrite. Someone had flagged me to a federal curriculum compliance task force funded under the new executive order. Palantir software, the same one they use for deportations, was tracking ideological dissent in schools. My name was in their system. Last week, I got a letter. My librarian certification is under review. My job's hanging by a thread. Then my car loan got flagged for reassessment, and I can't access my savings account. Some vague security hold. I'm not a criminal. I've never protested, never marched. All I did was keep some books on a shelf and post a few thoughts online. But they're erasing the past, our real past, and if you don't nod along, they'll erase you too. The 1776 Commission's report is everywhere now, plastered on government websites, taught in schools, even cited in court to justify heritage laws. They control the present, so they rewrite the past and the future. It's theirs too. My library is half empty now, and I'm scared. I'll be next. Who's left to remember the truth when they've burned it all away?
They're watching, they're listening. Every click, every whisper. Big brother's eyes in the sky. Technology's twisted, it's sinister. Corporations with their fingers in the pie. Government's got your rights on the line. They say it's for security, for better control. But freedom's slipping through like a hole. Freedom can't fall, we lose it all. They feed us lies with a silver spoon. Manipulate data, our freedom's doomed. The news, the laws, all under their thumb. They think we're blind, but we see we're not numb. Every single day, they take a little bit more. They tell us to settle, to ignore. But the chains they're building, the walls they raise, we'll break them down with our voice and our rage. Freedom can't fall, we lose it all. Time to waste. Corruption's on the rise, freedom's in the chase. They watch every step, every breath we take. But I'ma shout it loud for the people's sake. We're not just numbers in their big machine. We're the voice, the heart, the soul of the scene. They can't lock us down, can't shut us up. Freedom's alright, we'll never give up. They've got the power, but we've got the will to tear down their towers, to break through the chill. We're the rebels, the fighters, the ones who see, the ones who stand, the ones who be free. If we don't act now, we'll lose it all. Our rights, our voice, our freedom will fall. So let's unite, let's make some noise. For freedom, for rights, for our girls and boys. Freedom can't fall, we lose it all.